Rashi tells us on Pasuk Chaf Vav and Chaf Zayin, in Perek Vav, when referring to Moshe and Aaron, it says, "Who Aaron and Moshe share Amar Hashem of Tzias Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim?" This is Aaron and Moshe who took us out. Hema Medabrim El Paro. These are the ones who spoke to Paro. Who Moshe vi Aaron? So the obvious question, the fact that Pasuk 1 says Aaron and Moshe, second Pasuk says Moshe vi Aaron. Why does this switch the order? So Rashi tells us what's the reason. Yesh Mekomo Shemakim Aaron the Moshe. Some places have Aaron before Moshe. Some places have Moshe before Aaron. Lomer Lachash Shkulim Keechad. Quoting the Medrash, that they're both actually equal. So whenever you want to show something that's symbolically equal, what you do is you switch around the order so it shows that neither one has precedence or they both have precedence. The Chasam Sofer points out on these two psukim, what does it mean they're actually equal? We know that Moshe was far superior in prophecy. What does it mean actually equal? Well, when you look through the psukim, they're actually talking about two different things. Who are in Moshe? It's Aaron and Moshe share Amar Hashem Lahem, that Hashem told them, Hotziu es Bnei Yisrael. Take Bnei Yisrael out. The second pasuk, which talks about Moshe v'Aaron, is Hema Medabrim El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. They're the ones who spoke to Paro. So in reference to Bnei Yisrael taking them out, Aaron is considered greater. In reference to dealing with Paro, Moshe is actually considered greater, says the Chasam Sofer, of course. Because Aaron is the one who actually rallied the Jewish people together, not only dealing with Shalom Bayis, but actually created the formal community of Klal Yisrael, leading them through their interpersonal relationships, doing everything with them. Whereas Moshe is dealing specifically with Paro as a form of leadership. Therefore, they're both considered equally great in this area. Aaron dealing with the massive Jewish people, Moshe himself actually dealing with the leadership of Klai, so both are actually needed when it comes to leadership, is dealing with the overall macro, if you will, and then dealing with the micro as well. But this way, says the Chasam Sofer, they're actually both considered equal. You can't show that one is greater than the other. Both are actually necessary.